Farish was standing by himself in a little bubble of calmness, his hands on his hips as he coolly surveyed the carnage going on around him.
"Call them off!" Jinsler snapped. "You hear me? Call them off!"
"I hear you, human,"
Farish said.
"You are as big a fool as they are. Stay back, or die now in agony instead of later in cold and darkness."
"Ambassador!"
Formby called. Jinsler twisted his head back around. Ulyar and the two counselors had flipped the long conference table onto its side and were dragging it toward one of the room's back corners. Formby and Fisa were with them, the aristocrat staggering slightly as blood continued to pour from his mangled arm. The wolfkill he'd been fighting lay still on the deck, its fur almost uniformly black from multiple cherrick burns. Rosemary and Evelyn were already back in the corner, Rosemary's arms visibly trembling as she clutched her daughter close to her.
"Ambassador!" Formby called again. "Come! Quickly!"
"Bring chairs!" Ulyar called. "Quickly!"
Jinsler groped blindly for some of the fallen chairs and came up with two of them. All the Chiss warriors were lying broken and bloody on the deck now, he noted distantly. Their own battles over. The wolfkills who'd killed them stood panting, watching Jinsler with unblinking eyes as they licked their bloody muzzles and paws. The survivors had the table in position by the time he arrived, set on its edge across the back corner to form a low barrier. What they wanted with the chairs was quickly evident as Ulyar and Tarkosa stacked them like sections of a roof over the top of the triangle-shaped gap they'd created behind the table, using the back walls for support. The Jeroons had gathered together now as well, watching in silence as they completed their task.
"Now get inside,"
Baersh instructed as the last roofing chair was set in place.
"Quickly."
Silently, the prisoners complied, crawling through a gap that had been left between one end of the table and the bulkhead. Ulyar, the last one in, pulled a final chair into the gap behind him. There was the sound of footsteps, and Baersh's face appeared through the latticework of chairs above them.
"There now, you see. Even humans are capable of following orders."
No one replied. "All right. You've got us," Jinsler said. "What do you want?" Baersh's mouths twisted crookedly.
"I want you all dead, of course. The only question remaining is the method."
"You won't get away with this," Ulyar said.
"Oh, I think we will. Your precious Jedi and Imperial Stormtroopers should all be dead by now. Our sabotage of the turbolift cars they were trapped in will have taken care of that problem. Who else is there to stop us?"
"We will," Ulyar growled. "We've been ready for trouble for 50 years. You don't think we can take you?"
"I doubt it. At any rate, we're not likely to find out. With your communications jamming still in place, you won't be able to summon your pitiful little colony to the attack. By the time they wake up to what's happened, we'll be long gone."
He smiled.
"And you will be well on the road to a dark and icy death."
He reached down and shook his robe. There was a soft clatter as some small objects fell to the deck.
"A small present for the survivors of outbound flight. We have used them already on the turbo lifts. These should take care of this particular area."
There were half a dozen thread-like objects on the deck, Jinsler saw, spreading out as they skittered their way toward the walls. He caught his breath. "Line creepers."
"Very good, Ambassador. After all, I promised that you would die in cold and darkness, didn't I?"
"What are line creepers?" Ulyar asked.
"They're like conduit worms," Jinsler told him. "Only worse."
"There's no need to destroy these people or their home, Baersh," Formby said. "If you want the Chaff Envoy, take it."
Baersh snorted.
"You underestimate us, aristocrat. We have bigger game in mind than a simple Chiss diplomatic vessel."
He waved toward the wolfkills.
And speaking of game, we'll be leaving our pets behind to make sure you stay here quietly until we are finished.
Bersh,
Formby said again. But Bersh merely turned his back on them and strode away. Again peering out through the chairs, Jinsler saw the other Jeroons fall into step behind him, the two uninjured ones supporting the third. The door wheezed open, and Bersh looked briefly out into the corridor. A moment later, they were gone, the door sliding shut behind them.
I don't understand,
Rosemary said, her shaking voice barely above a whisper.
What do they want from us?
Ulyar sighed. Vengeance, Instructor. Vengeance for crimes real and crimes imagined.
What crimes?
Rosemary asked.
What did we ever do to the Jeroons?
We did nothing to the Jeroons, Ulyar said bitterly. That's the problem.
Jinsler turned around to stare at him.
What? Didn't you know, Ambassador?
Ulyar bit out.
Bersh and his friends aren't Jeroons. They're Vagari.